Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another pajama party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Diddy. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Kettle, you out there?
Hold on. Hey, I'm here.
How you doing? Kettle's on assignment. She'll be coming back tomorrow. Thank goodness. And I'm here with Red Wine as well.
What's up, everybody? This is Red Wine with a long, long stem. Good evening.
Oh, boy. Really?
You beat me. You beat me, too.
You know you love me.
What kind of red wine are you sipping on tonight?
Man, I tell you.
I got something imported tonight.
Man, I'm sipping on some good whiskey with some flat Coke. Ain't that crazy? Damn.
You call that a flat pancake?
Somebody went out and brought some dollar store Coke. Okay. Some non-branding Coca-Cola, and I got it mixed with some good whiskey, and it's horrible.
That's called a flat pancake.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I guess that'll be the drink tonight. Anyway,
y'all behave until I get back.
You got the lineup for what we got going on tonight?
Well, as usual, we got some juicy, juicy hot topics tonight. What's popping with you, Papa Didi, of course. Yeah. Just saying, with red wine with the long, long stem.
That's right.
Living for the city. Mm-hmm. Living for the city. Weird news. Yeah. My Hollywood wrap up. Of course, you know, whoever goes on the kitchen list. And the last word. Yeah. So I know we got some important folks on the kitchen list tonight. But sit back and relax, like Papa Didi says. Get your favorite cocktail. And we're going to take a little CC break and be back with the hot topics, right, Papa?
Yeah, and get you some real soda to go with your good whiskey. Instead of that dollar stuff, not in brand. I'm fighting this stuff. Man, what a way to waste some good whiskey. All right, yeah, we're going to go to commercial.
You're in tune to the Late Night Adult Pajama Party right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a production of DC Homegrown Entertainment. To share your opinion with the Pajama Party crew, call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. If you'd rather just listen in, you can still call us and listen on your phone, or you can listen online by going to our website, www.apajamaparty.com, and clicking the Listen banner in the top right corner. So join the conversation and let us know what you think about tonight's topics or whatever is on your mind. Okay, who turned the lights off? Call us now, 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle, who's on location. You out there, Kettle?
Hey, what's going on? Yes, I am.
All right. And I'm in the studio with Red Wine.
Woohoo!
Oh.
Hey.
I'm going to pray for you, Papa.
Yeah, you should. You should. I'm trapped in here.
Y'all just jealous of my long stem.
Yeah.
See, I ain't messing with you. Mm-mm.
Pouring that glass.
So what's the first topic for tonight?
Mm-hmm. You know, why don't we talk about Bill Cosby?
Yeah, I guess that's the hottest topic going on.
He's my main man. I mean, we all gonna have different opinions on that because, you know, I think that me myself, I think these are grown ass women accusing him of stuff, and there's no children involved in this. And if they had a problem with this stuff, they could have spoke on it while it was happening. Okay. Now I don't know. I'm sorry. What you got, Kettle?
What is the actual allegations, though, Papa? What's going on with Cosby?
Well, different ladies are saying that that he groped them,
that he raped them,
drugged them, all kind of different situations that are going on that I think myself is a conspiracy concocted by the man. But you know, mm-hmm. because the you know sometimes see money talks, and you when you got that street money flying around for an unknown cause, like I always tell people, when it comes to racism, don't look so much at the racism. Look at the people that took advantage of it. That's where you find the real devil. And I think on this situation here, you got to understand that when it comes to just my opinion, you're like assholes, everybody got one. When it comes to the Cosby Show and things like that, the Cosby Show was holding a strong hold on different places, whether it be TV land and stuff like that. Now the other shows have made their mark and they got a bunch of episodes. They want to be slotted in for those residuals as well. You know what I mean? So you got to take somebody out of the mix in order to put somebody in the mix. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, if let's say Modern Family, for example, let's say they want to start going into, you know, residual heaven, you know, where everybody gets paid consistently and all that jazz, you know, like Gilligan's Island and all that little shit, you know. And so anyway, so I think that, you know, the people that run these places, Netflix and all that, the Cosby's holding a strong hold, but, you know, them being black, people saying, well, please, you know, we need to step off. We've been riding this Cosby thing for a while. We don't need to ride this wave no more. We got a lot of people waiting. It's almost like a waiting list of who's going to go into syndicated residual heaven. You know, look at some of your shows. You got a lot of episodes. Modern Family. I'm using them as an example because they're big time.
Yeah, they're already in syndication while they're still in production.
Right, well, and other shows that are just lined up. Big Bang Theory. These are new places that want to get put in the mix. And the Cosby Show, they trying to figure who's going to sacrifice. You can't take out Gilligan's Island, you know. You got Marianne and fucking Ginger. You can't fuck with them two.
Beverly Hillbillies.
You can't mess with the Beverly Hillbillies. You got that girl. Who's the girl in Beverly Hillbillies? That wore the rope before the fucking belt.
Ellie Mae.
Yeah, you know, there's some shit that's holding people, you know. But, the Cosby Show was a good... Yeah, Ellie Mae, fucking Ginger, and fucking Marianne.
Oh, you talking about Gilligan's Island?
Yeah, I'd rather go with Marianne than Ginger. We're going to take a poll on that, too, on who would you rather get with, Ginger or Marianne.
I vote for the professor.
I go. But anyway, I think with the situation with that and people pulling their stuff, now what you do, like I said, when I was talking about racism, as far as who takes advantage of it, now you sit back after a month or so and see who gets in the slot that the Cosby's lost on Netflix, gets in the slot that the Cosby's lost on TV land. Those are the that's who you want to point on. That's just my, you know, I wake up thinking about this shit.
Right. Well, what do you think about that, Red Wine? What you feeling?
I think, you know, once again, with us living in the land of the free and the home of the brave and all of that stuff, how is it that once again we are convicting a man, trying him, finding him guilty, and punishing, sentencing, and everything, when he has not been actually found guilty of anything? These are allegations that have not been proven. But, you know, you got NBC that was in the deal, in working a deal for some new show. They have pulled the plug on it. Netflix has pulled the plug on whatever they were doing with him. TV Land has pulled the plug on the reruns of The Cosby Show, which is really messed up because all of the residuals that those actors get, now they're losing their money because TV Land is punishing everybody for the allegations made against one person.
Watch who moves in, all right?
I hear you on that, but I'm saying
that's interesting.
Yeah, everybody's money is getting messed up on that.
Yeah, I'm a bad motherfucker. Anyway.
Anyway, see what I got to deal with. Anyway.
But anybody got any questions or comments about what we're talking about? Give them the number, Papa.
It's 914-803-4306. If you have an opinion, press 1. But if you got an opinion on Cosby, whether you think that he's really, you know, hooking these hoes, or whether or not the allegations or what have you. But one interesting thing is that there was one lady on TV that we saw, and she said that a black lady, fairly young, she was maybe in her early 40s, you know, fairly attractive, and she said that Cosby wanted her to meet him in Vegas to discuss her her acting
career.
And she said, mm-hmm. well, when she got to the hotel room, he was in there in bed, and
he was naked in bed.
And when she gestured him to come, when he gestured for her to come over, she said, "Well, now when I came over to the bed, now why the fuck did you come over to the bed? If you, you know, what I mean, you being a grown ass woman."
Well, it's just like this, Papa. It was another lady. She's a nurse mm-hmm. now. She's 57 years old. At 19, right. she met Cosby. And they hooked up somehow, went to a bar, a restaurant, or whatever. He gave her two white pills. She took them. "I don't know you from Joe Blow. Why are you taking two white pills that this man just gave you? Even though he's Bill Cosby, so what?" So next thing she says is, "Okay, I feel like I'm drugged." And then, okay, we're having sex. But, you know, you send her hush money. You set her up in Vegas. Then when she cries wolf and says, "I'm pregnant," then you dish her out, but you keep in contact. To me, it sounds like a woman that has been scorned. All she wants is an apology and trying to understand, why did you do this to me? Give me a break. Come on now.
Well, I'm trying to understand the woman. That made no sense
she
at all.
She took two white pills from a black man.
There you go.
That sounds like
that she did not know.
That sounds like Red Ooh. Foxes. I want to get hit by a white man driving a black Cadillac.
There was another woman who said that she was she met him at the Tonight Show back in what mm-hmm. 1971
I believe. 1971.
She met him backstage.
Are you kidding me?
When Johnny Carson, I think, was hosting the Tonight Show.
That was
the
time of free love. That's when people smoked weed and fucking like it wasn't nothing.
So she met him mm-hmm. backstage at the Tonight Show, and she says that he forced her to perform oral sex on him.
Right. Now, give me a disclaimer real quick,
I'm
if you don't mind.
I'm trying to figure out now, how exactly does that work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how does somebody force
you? She said that back in the, what was it in? What they
call
it?
They were in, like, maybe
the green room
or something like that.
She said 1971, one of the hosts, she was on the show with him on, what show was it?
The Tonight Show.
Tonight Show, that he forced me to have oral sex.
Give me a disclaimer.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Now, how does somebody force you to have oral sex with them without you biting a Johnson off?
I don't know. I mean, to me, if you don't have a weapon at my head mm-hmm. or my neck or threatening to kill
that
somebody
still don't
close
mean
to
it
me or something,
they can have
I don't
weapon
understand.
At your, they can have a weapon at your head. You got teeth in your mouth.
But I'm saying, if you so have a gun, a loaded gun to my head, and you tell mm-hmm. me if you bite me, I'll kill you.
And you got 32 teeth in your mouth wrapped
just
around
saying,
his Johnson.
If you put
I
a
think
weapon
that you
to
got
my
a better
head,
weapon than be honest with you. Because he ain't got but one shot.
Hey, I'm Red Wine. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
If there was a weapon on me, I might be more inclined to participate.
Okay.
But if you're just talking,
all right.
I don't understand. I look at you like, okay. No, thank
you.
You
guys want to know my opinion? I did not have sexual relations with that woman, quote, unquote.
All right, Bill.
If folks got any questions or comments, what we're talking about, because this is some hot stuff here tonight, 914-803-4306. But we're going to take a little break, and we wanted to recuperate ourselves here.
All right. When we come back, we're going to take a caller, so we'll be right back.
Right back. Mm-hmm.
This is Beyonce.
No!
It's Friday night, so run and tell somebody that the pajama party is on right now, right here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah, this is how we do it. Call 914-803-4306 and press 1 to get in on the conversation. Or you can join us online at www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner. So if you want to give a shout-out, wish a happy birthday, hear yourself on the radio, or get your 15 seconds of fame, you need to call us right now on 914-803-4306 and press 1. How often do you get a chance like this? Hey, we're only on till 10 p.m. Eastern. So get on the phone and call us right now. We're waiting to make you famous, even if it is just for tonight. Don't be shy. Call 914-803-4306 and press 1. I'm going to stop by the bar, but I'll meet you back at the show.
All right, we're back here at the pajama party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle that's on assignment.
Hello.
You there, Kettle? All
yes,
right,
I
Kettle,
am.
We'll be back.
Hello.
Kettle, be happy here with us next week. I'm here with Red Wine also.
Bonsoir.
Oh, Lord. Didn't say we had a caller, Red Wine. What's going on?
Yeah, let me see if I can get this caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Welcome to the pajama party. Did you have a comment?
Yes, I'm trying to figure this out. You say about the woman, okay, this woman comes on talking about, oh, I was drugged and my drawers was on my head, right? She turned right around after she got and her drawers was on her back. In 2005, she wrote a big check and paid half of them all. All of a sudden, this work, she broke now. She need a couple of dollars.
Mm. Yep.
So Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby wrote a check?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was something
with women out of court. He wrote a check with the lady that's a nurse, 57 years old now. She's been really talking. That's the one that took the two white pills from the black man.
She told me that drug. I woke up, my drawers was on my head. Okay, I go right back. On my back. I don't understand it.
Ooh.
Me.
Yeah. Maybe she's short on funds right now.
No. Once she gets another check, she'll be all right. She broke now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with you on that call.
I don't understand why these women keep saying, you know, and then he gave me these pills. And I took these pills, especially the ones that, not the ones that claim that he put something like in their drink, but the ones who say he gave me pills.
Well, he's Dr. Huxley.
And I took the pills.
He's Dr. Huxley.
It shows, but is he a real doctor giving out pills?
He's Dr. Huxley, man. You got to respect
he's
that.
Doctor,
that
he's Dr. Love. That's Dr.
Yeah.
Love. Hmm. But thanks for calling in, Carla, for your point there. That was a great one.
Okay, then.
All right. Have a good night.
Yeah, this whole situation, I think, you know, we just going to have to watch and see how it unfolds. Mm-hmm. As everybody knows, Bill Cosby is not saying anything. He's not speaking. Apparently, his attorneys, handlers, et cetera, have told him not to respond. So in all of these interviews he's been doing on other topics, when reporters try to slide a question in, he doesn't answer. Mm-hmm. Either he just shakes his head or he just says, I have no response. I'm not answering that, things of this nature. So we'll just see how long it takes for this to settle. But
and
we're going to
look and see
also
who took his place on the, who got slotted in on the Netflix and TV land.
Yeah.
Since he's been removed. Who's got that time?
Well, like Red Wine said, we'll just have to see how it unfolds. So, all right. Well, we got Red Wine.
In other news, you know how the White House had been having all these problems with people jumping fences and running around on the lawn and breaking into the. Well, I guess they didn't break in because the door was unlocked, but walking into the White House and stuff. There was another lady who got arrested Thursday night, who was picked up with a gun, and this was a young woman. It says that a woman was arrested Thursday night right outside the White House just a few minutes after the president delivered his speech about the immigration changes. And this woman, her name is April Lindhart. She's a 23-year-old woman from Michigan, and this all happened about 8:30 or so last night right near the North Lawn of the White House. Now, Secret Service spotted her with a gun holster under her shirt. So they must have been really paying attention this time because they said the gun holster was under her shirt, and they spotted it. So they went and, you know, walked up on her and whatever, questioned her, arrested her. And what was interesting to me is that once they arrested her and started questioning her, she refused to answer any of the Secret Service questions. So I don't know whether or not she's part of some other movement or organization, or if she was acting alone. I don't know. I mean, what do you think? She's only 23 from Michigan. I mean, what's that about? Why are you down at the White House with a gun holster?
Yeah, it sounds like, you know what, when you said that, it might be some type of movement. You know, how you have the Tea Party, you got Republican Party, Democrat Party. I don't know what party this is, but a crazy party. I think that's what it is. But you might have a good point there.
Attack the President Party.
Somebody's really, I think, trying to, you know, oust the president. To me, that's what I think. And Secret Service, they're just not doing too much about it to me. It's just some jobs need to be deleted, you know.
They did get her. And speaking of Secret Service, did you see that story? I think it was last week where when they did the research on what happened when that guy went over, they found out that the Secret Service person who should have been paying attention and caught that was sitting in his car on the phone. Yeah, the agent was sitting
on his personal phone.
Yeah, he's sitting in his car on his personal cell phone while this fool is running around on the lawn going into the White House.
Wow.
Oh, no, that was the guy I think where the dog got him. Was it that one or was it the one where the man went in the house?
I don't know, but it's just too much. I thought, you know, they need to put the bolts on the gates and the electricity on the gates. Touch the gate if you want to.
They might have to.
But,
I think we better start checking and see, you know, who are these people affiliated with? You know, you just might find out they're connected to some high-ranking people in the party who is in opposition to the president. I'm just saying.
I guess they're going to be on the kisser list tonight. If you guys want to add anybody to the kisser list or get in our discussion when we talk about, give us a call at 914-803-4306 and press 1, like Ridwine
says. That's right. Press 1.
Yeah, so we can cue you up. So we're going to take a little CC break, or you guys are going to the next one?
Yeah, we can go to the next one.
What's going on, Papa?
Let's see. The officer who shot and killed Michael Brown in Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
He was contemplating resigning, he said, ahead of the grand jury's decision on whether to charge him. He wants to put to rest all the stuff. He figured if he gets off the police force, things will calm down. My question is, what the hell does that got to do with you being indicted? When you get indicted, who gives you got a job or not?
Is that
going
to change anything?
They ain't gonna change
nothing. I
don't
see how it would.
He's just trying to throw a distractor out there, throw people out of the way. You know how they said with the gentleman, the comedian that got hit by the Walmart truck, how
Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan didn't have his seatbelt on. You know, just to throw some kind of smoke screen. So always right before there's a decision, just like in football, you know, like when they got a couple of seconds left, they call timeout to freeze the kicker. You know, that way he get kick again, and you know. Same way with this.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's accused of something always going to say something crazy because the world has so many damn opinions, and some people are so stupid to believe damn near anything, you know, that people play on the people that just, if he resigns, that will make everything go away, but ain't going to let his indictment go away. So it's just like I said, some people so far ahead of their time. I kind of wish that some people were still alive, three people in particular, that could probably write some lyrics to this and sing about all this shit going on. That's Curtis Mayfield, Gil Scott-Heron, and Marvin Gaye. You know, the three of them.
That's right. I knew that was coming. Marvin Gaye,
three of them being
deceased now, they could really make do.
I think Gil Scott, Marvin Gaye, and Curtis Mayfield could sing about a lot of shit going on today. And how much people being bamboozled, you know, because we're in such a melting pot. It's like you ain't got to, you know, it's like as soon as they sit the carrot in the motherfucking boiling water, people just shut their mouth and go with the thing, you know. I'm like, who's the last vegetable to die when you make invisible soup? What's the last surviving vegetable in that fucking hot water? I think it's a carrot.
It's
a carrot. Anybody that makes vegetable soup, let me know what's the last carrot that dies in the motherfucking hot water. Give me a disclaimer so I can talk shit up in this.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
914-803-4306.
And press 1.
And press 1. If you know what is the last vegetable to die in hot water when you make a vegetable soup. Anyway, but what we're talking about is the police officer in Ferguson, he is deciding to possibly resign before the indictment comes down as a smokescreen to make people think, oh, he's leaving. Leaving what? Leaving where?
Well, he thinks that somehow that's going to make it safer for the officers to keep the peace.
Oh, the 50 officers, the 50 white and 3 black officers?
Well, they got some extra ones now. They brought in the FBI, sent in another 100 agents down there, and I don't know if they got who's the other one?
So that's 150 white.
What's the one? Not the Coast Guard. What do they call the
National Guard.
Yeah.
National they Guard. They done boarded up all the businesses. Hey, everybody's scared.
Yeah,
you don't know what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's anticipating the worst.
That town is messed up. It really is.
Yeah, you know, and, the young man's father was on TV the other night asking everybody to, you know, basically to just chill. Don't tear up anything. Don't hurt anybody. You know, everybody keep your head, et cetera. But, you know, if they come back and say, we find him not guilty of murder, I don't know if all the speeches in the world, I don't know if that's going to help. Even the president asked people to be calm and said, you know, don't use this as an excuse to, you know, basically to act a fool.
I don't think it's going to be a big announcement, really. I don't know. They'll be crazy to do that. Because
they're not going to make a big announcement, but because people are sitting there on their Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts ready to spread the word, as soon as the announcement comes out quietly, they're going to magnify it, and it will go worldwide in probably less than 5 minutes.
He's not going to get indicted, because I think somebody told me a long time ago that they have to do a rubber stamp situation. They can't really accuse a police officer, because it will set a precedent around the world with that. So you always got to, like, police go free. I think one of our friends of the show, Dr. Money, told me that.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
You know Dr.
They
Money.
Say,
right?
Yeah, Dr. Money.
Yeah,
shout
Dr.
out to
Money.
Dr. Money.
Dr. Money. If you're out there, Dr. Money. Money, listening, call in Dr. Money. He's going to be on our show. He keeps ducking us. I think he's waiting for him to
die. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're saying
he
that.
He must be shy. You red wine.
It could be. Maybe I scared him.
Yeah, but he told me that usually they rubber stamp it and the cops always go free, because once you start indicting cops, you can't do it because there's no way to put them. There's no prison that will hold them, because as soon as they get there, you know, they'll probably be Jeffrey Dahmer their ass or something. So anyway.
Well, they said that the charges range from involuntary manslaughter all the way to murder in the first degree.
Right, and this man didn't even have a gun. But then if you look back at the situation we were talking about earlier with the White House, this person had a gun and a holster or some old shit.
Yeah.
How are they still living?
He had
living?
A gun and a holster.
How is she still
and
living?
And she's refusing to answer questions.
Right. Well, I'm glad she can answer questions, because the average black man driving while black, walking while black, or just being black, gets his head blown off, not even having a gun. So she's lucky to be
that's
the
a, that's
alive.
Another show, Papa. That's another show.
Yeah.
Behave.
Okay. All right. You'll keep pulling on my leash. Okay.
Somebody
okay, we got a happy story out of Beverly Hills. What's happening in Beverly Hills, everyone?
Yeah, Kettle, did you have that one?
Got a red wine with the long, long stem.
All right, I'll take it, because I'm proud to announce this one.
Okay.
Finally, some good news.
Oh, yeah, good one. Yeah.
There's a gentleman named Carter Paysinger, who has become the first African-American, or black, if you prefer, president of the predominantly white Beverly Hills High School.
Hmm.
So this is something that, I mean, has not happened in like 80
years.
And
what's his last name?
His last name is Paysinger.
Paysinger. Okay.
Yes, Paysinger.
Interesting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
First black principal of Beverly Hills High. Now, Beverly Hills High School.
No picture enclosed, by the way, so we don't know what he looks like, what he's.
Oh, I looked him up. He's an older, what is he, like middle-aged gentleman? And people are speaking very highly of what he's done so far.
You looked him up?
Yeah, I looked him up.
Really?
Yeah, I checked him up.
Uh-huh, okay.
I was checking his marital
status.
Well,
here we
are. Anyway, he was saying...
He's a desperate housewife.
He was saying that, he was, some of the people were, of course, had some issues when finding out that he was black.
Oh, they had to find out. So he's light, bright, damn near white.
No, he's a dark-skinned brother.
Mm-hmm. Is he really?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
But see, when some of the parents found out that the new principal was black, it was probably like that Mel Brooks movie when they found out the sheriff was black and everybody tripped out because they didn't know until they saw him in the distance.
Well, watermelon, man. Put him in a fucking tub of milk.
Okay. Watch out, man. Watch out, man. Y'all going back too far, man. Y'all telling y'all age.
Damn,
watch out,
man.
Watermelon
man.
Yeah, that's an old one. Godfrey,
Godfrey came.
So how are the parents now? Are they reacting differently?
Well, I think they're coming around because it turns out that the test scores at that school have gone up to the highest level that they have ever been since he has been the principal. So whatever he's doing over there, he's doing some positive things, making some good changes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was quoted as saying that there are going to be some people who don't like me just because I'm black.
Right.
And he said, but that's not my problem. That's their problem.
Right. The real change he made is that he said that you can qualify for free lunch if you make up to $80,000 a year. And I think everybody liked
that.
Anyway.
You qualify for free lunch if you make up to $80,000 a year.
Go to your room.
And the parents love him now.
Drink your flat coat. So this is in the school's 80-year history, first time they've had a black principal.
Wow.
So shout out to
Carter
Paysinger.
I know that's
Carter Paysinger.
You do your thing.
Go to Beverly Hills, say hello to Carter Paysinger. He's the first black
Black principal of Beverly Hills High.
Beverly Hills High School.
You know, a lot of celebrity actors and stuff have come out of Beverly Hills High School.
Yeah.
And a lot of them send their kids there, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nice positive story.
Yeah, right. Finally something good in the news.
All right. So we'll take a break and we'll come back to our hit it and quit it stuff going on around the world.
All righty. We'll be right back.
Right. Living just enough for the city.
Okay, but why are we doing Stevie Wonder? I thought we were doing pajama party.
Well, I was talking about my little one of my segments of Living for the City.
Join the party.
Now you ride me.
That's every Friday night at 9. Pajama party. No clothes allowed.
Kettle and red wine stepping on my parade. I had the mic first. And they're coming in just trying to,
It's my turn.
Oh, yeah, she's going to sing.
Call
us at
914-803-4306.
And press 1 to be put into the queue. And say what you have to say. You can read off what we're talking about. Come up with a new subject of your own. We're free. We're liberal. We're easy.
Eastern
time. We're here at 9 p.m. Friday nights at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock
West Coast. And maybe 7 o'clock in the mountains or in the
7 in the mountains.
Around Michigan. Michigan and New Orleans and all that. We're like an hour back.
Yeah,
but 9 o'clock on the East Coast.
9:15 is BT time.
It's BT time, 9:15.
Don't be late when you listen up. It's 9 o'clock on the dot.
That's right. Every Friday night.
We'll see you there.
Goodbye.
Okay, we're back at the pajama party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle on assignment.
Hey, Kettle, you out there? I'm out here.
But
she's at an undisclosed location.
Yes, me and Red Wine are at the Drake Hotel in Chicago, Illinois.
Ooh-wee.
Separate rooms, by
Even
the way.
Adjoining.
Yeah, we have adjoining rooms. They're not, we're not in the same room. Despite what you guys are saying. Anyway, let's get off that subject.
Yeah, get off that subject.
Anyway, we're overlooking
long stem, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, long stem. Yeah,
I got to get an extra long stem for that one.
Anyway, where were
I ain't messing with you. What's on hit and quit in this, Papa?
Hit and quit in this, what we got here? The House Republicans?
Yeah, the House Republicans. You know how they are. They at it again. The House Republicans, of course, being led by my boyfriend, John Boehner.
John Boehner. Now, John Boehner is the only man I know that dresses like a senator, but ain't nothing but a congressman.
But that's my boyfriend.
Next time you see John, what's his name? How you pronounce it? Boehner?
Boehner.
Boehner. He's got $400 haircuts, $300 suits. Looks like a senator, but nothing but a congressman. And when I was coming up back in the day, you were, a congressman was only represented, the House of Representatives. It was an entry-level job. When the hell did it become
wow.
so powerful?
Hey,
when he
became, I guess they made
when
it.
When you
it
became
went.
Congressman, a congressman was only like a fucking, you just got to D.C. kind of thing. You were just, I just got here. You
well, let me
mean?
Tell you what my boyfriend's up to this week.
Yeah, okay.
John Boehner and his crew of, I call them the Merry Men, they have now decided that they're going to file a suit. And this is not the first time they've done this. They're going to file a lawsuit against President Obama.
Your boy.
This time they said it's for his, what they call his unilateral actions on the health care. So now he announced that like a day or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to see now how this is going to play out because they keep on trying this stunt. You know, they've been fighting him on this health care plan since it finally was passed. You know, they lost when they had the vote. It was passed into law. People have been signing up, and
yes,
now it's open season.
Yes, indeed.
People are signing up again. So now that tells you this has been another year. Cycle has gone by.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare law is in place.
And people want medical
cards. Why do they still not get it?
People want a medical card in their damn wallet.
Exactly.
Despite what your rich ass says, I need to go to the doctor and take care of my whatever.
And I don't understand why the Republicans still fight it. I've heard of beating a dead horse, but this horse is dead here.
My question is if you don't provide the health care or give people the opportunity to have health care, what is the alternative? You keep trying to stop shit. Give me some new shit. You're going to take away my Columbia weed. Give me some Acapulco gold. Okay? Give me something different.
That's right.
You're telling
I don't
people,
think they know what to do with themselves. They're just bored. I think that's what it is.
They only work 6 months a damn year. But,
that
much? I mean, that's my biggest thing. I have nothing against who's doing what, you know, Republican, Democrat, blue, green, red. It doesn't matter what who people represent. But if you're going to come in hard with something and try to change something, how about having an alternative? But don't just say,
right.
Stop it. Don't give this. Now you got to pull people sitting back saying, okay, you stopped the shit. Now what? What do I do now? You stopped the buses from running. What the fuck will we do? Walk? You know what I mean?
I guess they won't be satisfied until everybody's going back to doing their own little remedies at home, you know, looking up stuff on the internet outside and pick some dandelions and boil them in a pot, make a little salve and rub it on your hand.
But when you do have a fever, onions in your socks, that shit does work.
Yeah,
anyway,
that does work.
That's old remedy back in the day. I just put it out.
Yeah, especially white onion. That's the one.
Okay.
But anyway,
what about the black onion? Why we gotta be white onion, black onion?
Well, the onions, you know, actually the onions turn dark once you when the fever's gone.
Black.
If you look, onions is like they were cooked. They get all, you know.
They will turn black when that fever comes up.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it in a while. You know, I just go to the doctor and get some shit. But anyway.
But now wait a minute, Kevin. We talked last week about what was good about being in the black. When your numbers are in the black, that's a good thing. So we can still hold on to that.
Okay.
You're
not going to worry about
it. All right.
All right. That's right. That's one. Another headline is that Queen Latifah's show, her talk show, is being canceled.
Uh-oh.
What? It's a conspiracy.
Yes.
It's a conspiracy. What is the heck is going on?
Right.
And what do I always say about a cancellation? What do you watch out for?
Yeah, we'll see.
Who takes their place? That's the motherfucker.
So what y'all think? Did y'all enjoy her show? Did y'all like her show? Did you ever see it?
I did enjoy it. Wait a minute, 1 second. I need to hit this disclaimer.
1 second.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay.
I enjoyed her show, but I have to admit, I didn't watch it all the time, but I did like it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
concept was a good concept.
Yeah, it was good. It was very good. Just remember that, America. Because what we have to understand in this world today, that when people, my topic later on in Living for the City, I'm going to focus on some things concerning bullying and it's on the same line of bullying. But always remember that everybody's watching people, and, you know, people look at the, I guess you would call it the bosom or the people's, I don't know what I'm looking for. You know, see, Red Wine, she's staying in the gutter. When you look at people playing on people's softness, their, what word am I looking
for?
Their
kindness?
Their kindness and things like that. When people come up and ask you for money out in the street and stuff like that, they look at your eyes, your disposition, your body language. Don't think people aren't just coming to you. Because, see, a crazy motherfucker knows another crazy motherfucker. Okay, so don't get it twisted. A crazy person never going to approach another crazy person. It's all the prison yard theory in life with everybody. Even though the prison yard celebrates it with the person that got the black teardrop in their eye, the baddest motherfuckers out there. But the jokers with the teardrops in their eyes showing they bad motherfuckers, they don't mess with the badder motherfuckers because everybody knows who's badder than them. So when people are compromised with people out here today, they always look and see with body language who they can fuck with and who they can't fuck with. So when people bump companies and say, hey, can I buy a dollar? They've already scoped you out. They looked at your demeanor, how you dress, your eyes, your kindness, your disposition, how you smell, how you look, and then they get at you. But if you look as crazy the fuck as they do, they're not going to approach you, you know, because a crazy joker knows, you know.
So as far as her show being canceled, now, you remember, I don't know if people remember that she had a talk show. When was that? She had a talk show back in 99, from 99 to 2001. And, you know, I guess, you know, it lasted for a short period of time, and then that was that. But this current show, now, she won a couple of Emmy Awards, didn't she?
She might have been nominated, but Steve Harvey, he came up the winner. But the concept, everything, the format is a good one, and the executive producers are Will and Jada Smith. So,
Yeah, but you know what, though? Sometimes, even though she got canceled, it doesn't mean that she's going to go off the air. They may put her on a lower market or a cable market. You know, you may not see her now on, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox. You know, she may drop down to TNT or Bravo or something like that. So a lot of times you see that's why she's not really probably upset about it, but she's falling off the main thing. That's like, for example, the pajama show, the pajama party moved to a Wednesday, some old crazy shit like that, a Tuesday or something where we like, you know, so, or Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the morning. She says, what happened to the pajama party? Oh, yeah, the motherfucker got moved to Tuesday at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning. I ain't going to listen to them motherfuckers. Fuck that. You know, so you get pushed to a lower market. And, you know, so maybe that's happened to her. Hopefully she's still up there.
The show will continue producing episodes of
March. And like I said before, and I'm always sick, and I hope that everybody can understand where I'm coming from. In 2 weeks' time, look and see who went in her slot. That's what you look for. Don't worry about what happens to people. Don't worry about who comes behind their ass. Those are the motherfuckers that went in the conference room and made the goddamn deals.
You think Oprah's coming
back?
There
you go. Leave my girl alone.
Somewhere eating lobster and butter don't give a fuck about nobody.
Well, in other news.
I know that's fair.
That's true. In other news, I came across this story that I thought was really kind of messed up. There is a network in Russia, it's a website rather, in Russia, they have been tapping into people's unsecured webcams. You know how like sometimes people have webcams in their house?
Yes,
you know, whether it be some of them, like people set up webcams to watch their children in the nursery or just to keep the house.
Or watch other webcams anyway.
Right, people, whatever you're watching. If you don't have them locked down with secured passwords and all that kind of stuff, this company in Russia has been tapping into all these unsecured webcams, and what they do is they take the feed from those webcams and broadcast it over their website.
Oh,
they just switch from one image to another. So when you watch it on their website, you're just looking at, like, all kinds of stuff.
And you're probably paying for
it. You could be watching somebody out in, you know, Duluth, Minnesota, cooking dinner. Then you might switch to somebody in L.A. doing whatever, and then you might see somebody getting ready to take a shower in
bushwhack,
another part of
the... Bushwhack Michigan,
yeah.
No pun intended.
Bush.
Yeah, Bushwhack Tennessee. Anyway.
All that kind of
Oh,
stuff.
You got that, huh, Kettle? Okay.
But that's really messed up because it's not like they're hacking into the web cameras. They're just unsecured. So it's almost like
there's no law against that?
No.
Because
it's unsecure.
It's in Russia.
But they're doing it to cameras in the U.S. And they're not,
wow.
There's no law being broken because it's not, yeah, really. You can see Russia.
I can see Russia from my house. That's your girl.
Red Wine and Papa, y'all give them something to look at then. Y'all both bend over and see what happens.
No, we're in separate. We're in the Drake Hotel in Chicago, Illinois. We're in separate rooms. We're in adjoining rooms here because, you know, like I said, Red Wine, she's cute. She's not my type. Anyway, what else we got?
But to make it even worse, the website even goes a little bit further by providing the exact coordinates of each webcam. So when you see a webcam, like say a woman walking through her house or something, you can get the exact coordinates to know where that is.
That's
now,
not
is
good.
That crazy?
Yeah, that's
I don't
understand.
So I wanted to bring that story up to tell everybody listening, you better make sure if you got a webcam, you better lock it down. If you're, you know, a lot of computers now come with a built-in webcam, even if you don't use it. You've got a built-in webcam.
Yeah.
Make sure that your computer is on a secured network so that nobody can tap into your web camera and just watch you in your home, and you're not even aware that you're being watched.
Or if you don't use your webcam, too tough, put a piece of black electrical tape over top that joker.
Yep, that's another choice.
Small piece of little tape.
If you don't know how to lock it down, tape it up.
Tape it up. You know.
I heard that. That's funny. Yeah, I say that. It was a gentleman trying to sell a little plastic device. Probably cost him 10 cents to make. He was trying to sell his idea on the Shark Tank. And
oh, really?
They laughed him up out of there. So, you know, just a little piece of plastic that you put over the webcam. And he was trying to sell that for, I don't know, for what. But just crazy. I'm like, they laughed him up out of there.
Yeah, but he might
end up selling them on the internet and probably make a mint. So since people are doing this, he need to go over there and rush it in.
Hey,
they usually do.
You better go somewhere with it because I'm telling you, if you don't want to be watched without your knowledge, you better lock down your network or cover up that cam
that's
like
right.
a.
Yeah,
914-803-4306 is the number to call.
And press one.
Press one. We're gonna take a break here and come back with what's popping.
This is The Pajama Party on Blog Talk Radio. The Pajama Party is produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment at www.dchomegrown.com. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306 and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved just for you at the Pajama Party, so call us now. And remember, it's PJs only, no clothes allowed. Pass it on. Log on to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner or call 914-803-4306. Now let's get back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Is it tea time, darling?
Hey, welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi, and I'm here with Kettle.
Hey,
there,
what's
Kettle?
Going on? Yeah, I'm here.
And Red One?
I'm right here with the long, long stem. Just got a refill. Let's do this.
Yeah, the next thing we're going to talk about is one of my topics, what's popping.
What's popping, Papa Didi?
I want to talk about...
Come on, Pop.
Okay, let's talk about, you know, me. I love to find controversy out there.
Oh, boy.
That's just what I do, fuck it.
Let me get my seatbelt on.
Yeah, get your seatbelt on, strap in your parachute. We're going to talk about Marshawn Lynch, who was the running back for the Seattle Seahawks. Now, the biggest problem with gray folks is that gray folks never understand, or never, not what they understand, never like black folks they don't understand. Okay? That's the bottom line. If they can't figure you out, then you're suspect. It's just that simple. All right? If they can't figure you out, then there's a problem with you. Now, the problem with what they think with Marshawn Lynch is that he don't want to hold interviews. He don't want to talk. And that's why we had the NFL on a permanent ticket list. They are fining this man ridiculously. Last year, they fined him $50,000 and held the money to see whether or not in 2014 he would step up his game and start talking more after the game and stuff like that. Now, how many people do they talk to after the game anyway? They talk to maybe Peyton Manning or the stars of the football team, but they really don't make it a habit talking to running backs. So why are you going to a running back of this team here when you don't go to running backs of every damn team? You talk to Tom Brady and all. Well, these guys have endorsements with Papa John's and everywhere else, so they got a reason to talk. They're promoting and advertising themselves. But they claim that when the Seattle Seahawks was in the Super Bowl during media day, Marshawn Lynch wasn't talking. He wasn't saying nothing. And so they fined him $50,000. They didn't take the money from him. They was going to see how he did in 2014. Now 2014 came along. They claim he's still not talking. So they hit him for another $50,000 and fined him a total of $100,000. $100,000 for not talking. Now, let's compare this to a gray man named Bill Belichick. Now, this man gets at a press conference and fucking mumbles. He don't want to talk at all. Now, he can talk because when they record him talking to his team after a game, he's talking just fine. That was a great game, you guys. We got to focus on the next game. But he gets on the microphone during a press conference and fucking mumbles. Like he don't want to talk. Like he don't want to even be there.
And he's a coach, right?
And he's a coach, and nobody finds him shit. But he's, like, just mumbling, wearing the same old sweatshirt, whatever he wears, some old commercial bullshit. Other coaches wear, like, the colors of the team and looking all neat and civilized. Belichick looked like he'd been fucking, practicing, like Rocky Balboa was dressed in fucking 1977, I mean, it's just crazy how people doing the same shit are held under a different... Please help me out real much.
Yeah, I think they single him out because they know he does not want to talk.
Exactly. Now you're going to take $100,000 from him.
Big mics in his face knowing he's not going to
talk. Right, and Belichick does not say anything even clearer. He don't speak. Next time you see a press conference, look at Sunday's game. Follow my lead. Look at the game after when the New England Patriots play. When they do the press conference, Belichick. Watch how he gets on there and mumbles. Like a damn fool.
Especially if they lose.
Especially if they lose, right. See, Red Wine is on fucking point.
I
said,
football.
She's cute. She's not my type. But she's on point.
I like football.
I know you do. She like the asses and the huddles.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
She watches for the ass crack.
Is it that his, Papa, is it that his job is in jeopardy? Or he just doesn't know how to handle himself after a press conference. I mean, unless the man is sipping or popping something, what's the problem?
Lynch, you mean? No, he may have a little bit of social anxiety working. He's everybody's not a microphone kind of person. No, everybody's not a ham like Papa Didi.
Uh-oh.
Thank the Lord. part of the problem is that it's in their contract.
It's in your contract that you would go and...
You're supposed to speak and talk to the press and all that stuff. It's in the contract.
Right.
So when somebody sticks a mic in your face, they're expecting you to, quote, unquote, do your job. But because he is so camera shy and just, really does not like to speak publicly, and now that everybody knows that, it's
then
like they
plan on
him.
And they use him to make money. See, when you can get some slush money from places, See, the NFL would use that money, and who's to say what they do? They could use that shit for their petty cash to pay for the copy paper and the motherfucking paper clips and the fucking ink pens or whatever the fuck they're using in the office or what have you. I mean, you're not sending it to charity. So what the hell are you doing for it? Buying the, you know, because, you know, all these commissioners got a little mini bar back in the office. So, you know, the money they find, they find Kaepernick $10,000 for wearing Beats headphones as opposed to wearing Bose headphones. $10,000. $100,000 for any other gentleman. This is big-ass money you're taking for all these black men. Like the gray boys ain't fucking up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Belichick ain't talking no more than Lynch is talking. But just, you know, take a look when it comes to life anymore. When you wake up in the morning, look at life from another perspective. Don't look at the regular shit. Do like I do. Look at life. Look at the inside shit. You know what I mean? I mean, you'll always see what's happening. You know, see who's hanging around your boss most of the time. Who's kissing the most ass?
All right.
Who's
now
walking around and got it easy? Who's got the, you know, who's got all the, but when people live like that, the shit come back and bite them in the ass because nobody likes a narc or a snitch. Even police don't like a fucking narc after a while.
Why you got to call me out like that?
Well, you know.
Uh-uh.
I mean, even when the police have an informant or a narc or a snitch, after a while, the police don't want that snitch no more because they done sucked them for everything they can get out of them. Now they're like, yo, we don't need you no fucking. They even end up calling him a fucking snitch. When the police get everything they can get out of the snitch, what do they say to the snitch? We don't need you no more, you fucking snitch. They end up calling him a fucking snitch after they used him as a snitch. So, you know,
go
I'm
on,
just saying.
Go on, Papa. If folks have any questions or comments or what we're talking about, tell them the number, Papa. Tell them the number. What's the number?
803-4306. Call in. You know, call in to help me out with this. You know, we got to stop letting people doing the same shit get away with shit that people ain't getting away with, you know, because it's not fair. Because all we do in this life is we live and die and we float around during the in-between. Nobody is special. You know what I mean? Walk in this world like you wake up and you're trying to worry about anybody. Fuck all that. Nobody's
special.
Well, Red Wine, she's special.
Go take your medicine. Go take your medicine, Red Wine. And we're going to take
a
little CC break.
We're going to take a break while I go get my meds, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Pajama Party Late Night Adult Talk Show. We've added a new segment to the show called the Kiss It List. Every week, we put people on this list who have done dumb stuff or have been irritating or just gotten on ours or your nerves. So we call them out and put them on the Kiss It List, and we tell you why. If you have somebody you want to add to our Kiss It List, hit us on Twitter at @apajamaparty and use hashtag Kiss It, and we'll add them to the list. If you prefer to email your contenders, send them to info@apajamaparty.com. We'll call them out every Friday night at the end of the show, so get those names in. Now, let's get back to the Pajama Party crew and more of the show. DJ, would you mind turning it up a notch? Oh, how rude! Oh, you're on the Kiss It List.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle, who's out on assignment.
Hey. I'm here.
All right. I'm just pouring some ice in a glass. If y'all hear some noise, I'm doing this purposely. I want to give our show a little sound effects.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to do this whiskey without Coke because I got some flat-ass Coke that Red Wine got from the dollar store. I specifically told her that Coke has a red label, and she brought me back some yellow label shit from the dollar store.
It's I don't know what.
You know what I mean? She was penny-wise and dollar-foolish, okay?
It was on sale.
On sale. Okay, yeah. I'm
sailing. Y'all behave trying to get back. Behave.
I'm stealing a nasty ass drink. I got some good ass whiskey with some flat ass.
It was on
dollar
sale.
Store. Yeah, on sale. Right.
Drinking.
Yeah. Okay.
You done?
I got $40 whiskey with 99 cent Coke.
That's moving on.
Up. Anyway.
Moving on.
Anyway,
Kettle, you better get him. We got
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Red Wine, what you talking about?
Let me say one thing. You know, last week Red Wine, we were talking about what you said about the kids.
Was that last week?
Yeah, it was last week.
Okay.
But, you know, she was saying about the kids and if
about people living for their kids.
Living for the kids and all. But she wasn't talking about anybody who wasn't living right or living decent or there for their parents and taking care of their parents and they got their parents' best interests at heart. I know that she sounded a little, you know, she was like, you know, nine glasses of wine in the wind.
No.
When she was doing that segment.
I was coming from a place of love.
Yeah, love.
I'm just saying, for people who don't have a life of their own and all they got is their kids, and you just living to serve your kids.
No, we got that.
You got to live your life.
We got that. But if you're taking care of your parents and everything is cool with it, and y'all are flavorful and everything is good.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about people taking care of their parents.
Tell them, because I'm trying to cover your little ass.
Yeah, I wasn't even talking about that.
I got some letters saying that I'm going to whoop Red Wine's ass.
Okay, I will address those. No problem.
You was generalizing shit. And I got some letters.
No problem.
The letters came addressed to me about her. I said, no, you want to send this shit to Red Wine. That's fucking Papa D.
Okay, hey, bring it on.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't never scared.
Yeah, see, she's a hood rat. See, y'all think she's sophisticated. She's a friggin' hood rat. All right, so do you think what you got here?
Anyway, before I was interrupted, I'm just saying, tonight I wanted to piggyback on what Kettle was going to talk about in the Hollywood wrap-up. She was going to talk about a biopic. I wanted to talk about these unauthorized biopics.
What is a biopic?
Yeah. A biopic is a movie that is done based on a real person's life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, like when you read a biography, it's like the movie version of a biography.
Okay.
So my concern is there are quite a few biopics that are being produced. I'm not even going to talk about the ones that's already been done. Because that's what's done is done. I'm talking about the ones that are in the works that people, for example, let me call out ones by name. Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whitney Houston, matter of fact, is Angela Bassett, is currently working on producing a biopic on Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the young lady who's going to play Whitney, I couldn't find her last name. I know her first name is Yaya. She started out as a model. And she's been doing some acting. Beautiful, beautiful young lady.
Is that her name from the hospital or from the Dew Dropping Club?
I do not know. All I know is her name is Yaya.
Okay, Yaya. Okay.
So, but the point I'm making is that there has been controversy, and there tends to be controversy around these biopics because in many cases, the person's family is not on board with it.
Right.
So when you start out to produce a biopic on someone and their family, who knows them better than anyone else, is not on board with it, then whoever's producing it is going to have to go with secondhand, maybe third-hand, fourth-hand information. They're picking up information from other books that have been written, from interviews that may have been done, from, you know, whoever they can get the information. But if the family is not on board, then you're not getting the information from the person who grew up with this person, who used to play in the sandbox with this person, who changed their diapers and all that kind of stuff. You're getting information from other people. So I just have to wonder, like, is it really worth it? They're spending a lot of money creating these movies, and if it turns out that it's not even factual, you end up pissing off the family of the person, and then in many cases you're disappointing the fans of this person, because it ends up being such a whack job when it's done. I'm trying to understand, like, okay, how about maybe Hollywood get off of the biopic thing and just do some fictional stuff? If you want to do something on somebody's life, how about just say we're going to do something loosely based on the life of, you know, whoever.
A similarity.
Right. If you want to do something and say, yeah, okay, well, we do know some things about, whether it be Janis Joplin, she's on the list. Someone wants to do a biopic on her. Somebody may want to do one on me, and I'm not going to authorize that. I'm to be in a movie like that, you know?
And I'm not wasting tape on that shit.
But, you know, you like, for example, Mahalia Jackson. Now, Queen Latifah is slated to play Mahalia Jackson in a biopic. Mm. I haven't heard whether or not Mahalia's family is behind that or not. I'm sorry, not Queen Latifah. It was Fantasia.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasia Barrino was slated to play Mahalia. And Mahalia's family pushed back, and they were not on board with that.
Some kind of pregnant out may not like
exactly.
Like you said, Queen Latifah might have been a better draw.
Now, Queen
being,
Latifah.
Being Mahalia Jackson had a more broad.
I think she's.
You know.
What did you
I
say,
thought
Kevin?
She was some kin to Mahalia Jackson. I thought that was her aunt or something. Or...
Who's that?
Queen Latifah?
Queen Latifah? Or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah,
I think she's Fantasia. Fantasia was supposed to be doing Mahalia, but Mahalia's family had some reservations, and I think it was based on Fantasia's character, you know, with the different things that have gone on in her life and the baby and
big
the,
ass lips
the guy.
She had no big ass lips like fucking.
The guy she was involved with, and you know, whatever. So. That was a problem for Mahalia's family.
Yeah, T-Mobile guy.
You know, and I'm just saying that if the family of these individuals is not on board, how about you just put it in reverse and back up off of it? Because you probably going to end up with a big old flop and you waste money and you end up ticking off everybody that ends up watching that stuff. So you got people like Steve Jobs. There's already been a movie that Ashton Kutcher did. Somebody's trying to do yet another movie on Steve Jobs.
Mm.
You know,
oh,
the right?
No, he was Apple.
Apple, okay. And then you got Andre 3000. Remember him from Outkast?
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be playing Jimi Hendrix. That's been bouncing around for years now, a couple of years, because there's been one problem after another. You remember the group Queen? Remember the group Queen, the lead singer, Freddie Mercury?
Freddie Mercury, Queen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a biopic. Somebody, yeah.
Me.
Somebody's working on a biopic of him. And then you've got somebody doing one on Janis Joplin. Amy Adams is supposed to be playing that. So, you know, I'm just saying that, and Queen Latifah. She's supposed to be doing a biopic on Bessie Smith.
Mm.
So you got all these different biopics that people are saying they want to do or they're trying to do, they're working on it. But if the families are pushing back, I'm just saying, take that as an indication that maybe you're barking up the wrong tree.
Mm-hmm.
Find another story, or either just don't do it as a biopic, just do something that was inspired by.
Sometimes using the wrong actor.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want their family member portrayed. But everybody wants, any male motherfucker, you say Denzel playing, oh, that's cool, go on with
it. And see, that's part of the problem.
The
you
actor,
have some families like Whitney Houston's family, they pushed back when somebody was trying to do one first on Whitney, and then with the Aaliyah, with that one that recently aired, her family was upset because they said they felt her story should have been on the big screen in the theaters, not on television, and definitely not on cable. They said, no, this is Aaliyah. She needs to be on the big screen. And they wanted A-list actors. So, you know, you got all of those different things going on. And I'm just saying to Hollywood, there are too many stories out here that you could tell. If these things aren't working for you and you got to go through all these kind of, you know, acrobatics and stuff to do it, that is a sign. Learn to read the signs. As the old folks used to say, read the signs. Stop being stupid. Read the signs.
I know that's right.
That girl produced that Aaliyah situation, right? What was her name?
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams. Okay.
Yeah, That was part of my Hollywood wrap-up tonight. But, yeah, I would like to piggyback off of that. You know, people were tweeting and everything talking about how bad it was, especially Timbaland. He used to, matter of fact, they used to date or they were best friends, Aaliyah and him, and he was tweeting, you guys shouldn't even be watching this stuff. He just said it was a bunch of crap. And like you said before, that the parents, they were not in agreement with it. So none of her original music was in the movie. It didn't make sense to do it. I mean, that's what she was about, music. So, you know, why do it?
Practice. Wendy Williams got a hold of it, and she wasn't stopping. You know, she was doing her thing. She didn't know when to. I mean, look at her titties. She didn't know. She didn't know when to say when or when to say stop.
See pop. See pop. See pop. See pop. You
saying,
were doing fine for a minute.
She got 9 pounds of snow in that shit.
Anyway, I'm just saying. You know, let me just wrap it up by saying this is Red Wine, and I'm just saying, sometimes learn to read the signs, Hollywood. Back up off of that stuff.
No one to say when.
Because if
I
watch
another
bad biopic, I'm going to demand my 2 hours back.
So you want to piggyback on that, Kettle, with that Aaliyah situation and your views on that?
Yeah, like I was saying, it's just the family was not in agreement with it, so why would you go ahead and produce that? I guess just because it was Wendy Williams, she had the money to back. And
well,
I guess
yeah,
she thought she was putting together a great project.
Up.
Yeah,
but like Red Wine said, it's been on the back burner for the longest time, so I guess she decided to go ahead and push forward. You know, just the, like you said, sometimes it's the actors that's in it. Sometimes it's the producers who's backing it. And the story itself has to gel. So, and then if you in the music business or you're a musical artist, you know, your original music has to be in the film. It doesn't make sense. They had a problem with Marvin Gaye when they did his play on Broadway. None of his music was in that play, and the family was not in agreement with it, but they went ahead with it. And it didn't last, you know, just didn't last.
And that's
so
what people were upset about, because people came to that play thinking they were going to hear some Marvin Gaye music. And when they found out they were not, they were upset.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But anybody got any questions or comments, they can call us at 914-803-4306. And, of course, press 1 to get in the queue. So.
Yes. I'm curious to know if anybody else got suckered into watching that Aaliyah biopic over the weekend. Give us a call. Tell us what you thought. I absolutely hated it, but that's just me.
Hated it.
Yeah, I know that's right. It was horrible.
Yeah. But,
Can we take a break, Kelly? Oh. I still got something to say.
No, go for it. That sounds good. Take a little CC break.
Come back with I'm looking for the city.
This is Papa Dee Dee. You're listening to the Pajama Party on WPJP Blog Talk Radio. If you have something to add to the conversation, give us a call right now at 914-803-4306 and press 1 to be entered into the queue. I want to hear from the men, so call me. Papa Dee Dee. Don't let Kettle and Red Wine scare you. Just call and talk to me. I got your back. Number again is 914-803-4306 or go to apajamaparty.com. I got to get back before they notice I was gone. So call me now. She's a girl in a dream.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Dee Dee. I'm here with my partner, Kettle.
Hey, what's going on, folks? Yeah, I'm here.
And I got Red Wine here with me.
Whee!
Yeah, lucky me.
I'm throwing confetti. Woo!
Yeah, I need a drink, but she's drinking. In Living for the City tonight, our segment, short on time, I'll try to abbreviate it as much as I can. I want to talk about bullying in the office place. Okay,
That's a good one.
How about that?
Interesting.
And I need some callers to call in, because we'll take this till 11 o'clock if we have to. All right, bullying in the office place. Okay, now the first thing I want to focus on, like I said, I always go to the core shit. I don't go to the Red Wine, while you're up, can you give me some flat coke and hand me my bottle of whiskey over there on the table?
We're on the air.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to bullying in the office, please. Now, first of all, let me ask you out there, are you the bully? Okay? Because I'm not going to talk about people being bullied. I want to talk to the damn bully tonight. And I'm going to tell you what justifies a bully. Okay? There's a lot of situations that will justify, certify, and solidify a person of being a bully. A bully is basically based on two things, ignorance and insecurity, Write this down. If you're taking notes on our show, write down ignorance and insecurity. Those are the things that justify a bully. All right? Now, some of the things that make a bully be a bully and act like a bully and bully other people is the fact that if you're maybe the senior person on the team, so you think everybody else is beneath you, so you fuck with other people to keep them in a perspective while you think you're the leader of the shit, okay? Or if you're the highest paid out of the other people around you on your particular area, team, situation, however your job is set up. These are people that pay the highest, and they know that you're paid less than them, so they have a tendency to have an attitude toward you based on them making more money. But we all know that life is about money management. It has nothing to do with what you make and has something to do with what you're doing with your money. Okay? All right? And also people that are the boss that think they're smarter than their employees, which we know is all bullshit. Just because you're the boss don't mean that you're smarter than your employees. Don't never be fooled with that. If you become a boss, don't ever think that your employees are inferior intelligence-wise than you. All right? Also, people are bullies to people because they could be jealous of a coworker. All right? Now, what I mean by jealous of a coworker, if you're female, the person that's under you, your subordinate, could be sexier than you, dressed nicer than you, better looking than you, grabs more attention in the office than you. Because, see, all you holding on to is that boss tag, that supervisor tag. But you got a little chick over in the corner that's young and sexy and timid, and everybody likes her, everybody hangs around her, and that just eats you at the damn core. Okay? So, and the topper of all of it is when you go out in the parking lot, when everybody leaves at the end of the day, nothing that pisses a boss off and makes them bully you and dog you is the fact that you drive a nicer fucking car than they do. How about that? How many people go out in the driveway when they go to go, not driveway, but out in the parking lot when you go leave a job, and you're driving a nicer car than your boss and probably going home to a better home than your boss? In most cases, most people that work for people are living better than they are. Believe me. So don't ever think that your position in life or your position on a job will ever justify where you are in your position, period. You are who you are, and what you do with your money is your business. If you take care of business and pay your bills and have your stuff in perspective and get the things you need, don't worry about people that are above you, promoted before you, making more money than you. That means nothing, because when you go home and put the key in your house, you're the king to your castle. Just worry about your castle. Your job is only a place you go to make money. It's nowhere you go to establish shit. You want to establish something, get your own business. Let me say that again. Your job is only a place that you go to make money. You don't go there to establish shit. You establish a career, but you want to establish something tangible, get your own business.
Well.
Okay. So what I'm saying, so the whole bullying thing really has to do with all the insecurities that I specified. So keep being beautiful. Keep being sexy. Keep telling your boss to kiss your ass. Keep driving a better car than your boss. Going to a better house than your boss. Fuck your boss. Tell your boss to kiss your ass.
Wait a minute.
In fact, the boss is going on the kissing list tonight. Cause just because you was made a supervisor, motherfucker, you ain't got shit on me. Okay? Bully bosses, tell them to kiss your ass. Get mute to their ass, okay? When they say stuff to you, mute them out. Say, yes, sir. Fuck, yeah, yeah, fuck, fuck. Like Chris Rock said, and they walk away and say, you cracker ass, cracker. You know, so don't let it bother you. Be who you are. Remember, you're the king of your castle once you get home. You're not the king of the job, because remember, when we get fired on a job, they give us one little white box and say, here's your shit. Okay, so all that shit you got in your office don't really belong to you. It belongs to the job. So just go to the job, punch the clock, make money, and go to fuck home. Stop worrying about running shit, being shit, trying to be entitled to shit. You know what I mean? Use your own. Don't use your cup. Take your own fucking cup. When you drink coffee out of your own damn cup. I mean,
what
I'm making jokes.
What you're trying to say is be ever wonderful in your own sweet way.
That's right. When you go to work, your paycheck, go the fuck home, get your insurance. Whatever your job is getting for you, just get it. Don't worry about stock and all the rest of the bullshit. People that walk around the job and they got all the shit that has to do with the job hanging on their neck and, you know, they're so dedicated wearing fucking pins on their fucking lapels and all this other bullshit. You know, fuck them. Okay? They're the ones that go into the conference room and kick the ass. You know what I'm saying? Just you know what I mean? Call a fucking spade and keep it moving.
Be ever wonderful.
Be ever wonderful. All right, that's all I got to say. Right. Call bullies in the workplace. Don't worry about the shit. Keep being you. And if you are a boss, be nice to people. Anyway.
And stop bullying, folks.
Stop bullying, motherfucker. God damn it, get a life.
Oh. All right.
Anyway.
All right. Say it by Papa Diddy himself.
Mm. Hey, that's right. That's right.
All right. Well, Papa Didi, what is the cocktail of the week?
The cocktail of the week is, I'm going to call this, we're in Promptoon tonight because we are, our partner Kettle is on location. She's out of town.
Undisclosed location.
Very serious business, and we miss you. And when you're not here, we feel like we're making it up as we go along because when you have a team.
Yeah, I'm misbehaving.
Yeah. Well, when you make a better drink than old girl, because red wine cheap as hell, man. Anybody out there, if you ever y'all ever in red wine's company, don't send her to the fucking store. Okay, go yourself.
Hey, if you want anything more than wine, that's all I can tell you.
But all right, man. We anticipate your return. But the drink of the night, okay. I'm drinking Watson Select Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 40% by volume and 50 proof. And it's called the Original Watson Select Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's barrel crafted, means it's made in barrels and old barns and shit. That's what makes it taste all, you know, wonderful. But it would be nice if you drink it with some Coca-Cola with the red label. And don't let red wine go get you some flat ass dollar store shit. And say, here's your Coke.
Really, Papa Didi?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the whiskey's great.
Well, what's the
Coke
drink for tonight, dude?
It's called Flat Ass Good Shit.
Watch out, man. Watch out, man.
Two parts of good whiskey and one part flat ass Coke, and it's called Flat Ass Good Shit. Cheers.
All right. Cheers. Anywho, moving on to the Kiss It list. Let's see. Papa Didi, you got the running list.
I was running the list as we were talking. Of course, the NFL, they have a permanent fixture. We got their hands in fucking cement here for all the shit they do, charging all these brothers all this money for a bunch of bullshit. We also got Bill Belichick because he mumbles just as much as my man Marshawn Lynch, but he ain't getting fined no fucking money.
That's right.
All right. Roger Goodell, the leader of the NFL, he says, fucked up as they come, so we're going to keep him on the kissing list. All the bullies of the world, these bosses who think they're the shit, keep driving nicer cars than these motherfuckers, okay? When your boss pulls up in a goddamn Pinto, you pull up in a goddamn Lexus. Anyway.
My boyfriend, John Boehner.
John Boehner.
He's always on the list.
Yeah,
honey,
leader.
You're on the list again this week. I'm so sorry to put you on the list.
Boy, it's Secret Service for always letting people get through the White House.
Yeah, they're on the list.
They heard Barack Obama. This is good. Revolution will not be fucking televised.
Let's see, who else? Mm. Wendy Williams.
William Williams for having.
Producing that horrible biopic.
And having too much silicone in them fucking cities.
Lifetime Network. We're airing that horrible biopic.
Mm-hmm. And Bill Cosby, my brother, just go out and buy you some pussy. Pay the prostitute when you're done. Take the rubber with you. Don't leave the rubber in the fucking trash can. When you put nothing in that fucking rubber, take that motherfucker with you. And when you're going down the road about 55 miles an hour, open up the window and let the rubber go. Okay.
Is cut off.
Just, you know what I'm saying?
What y'all got for everybody on the kitchen list?
Kettle, do you have any other names to add to the kitchen list?
No, you took the words right out of my mouth with Wendy Williams. That was it for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All righty. Well, here's our special.
And one more. Denver Broncos for allowing the Oakland Raiders to beat their ass. How fucked up is that? Up and coming Denver Broncos. You ain't going to go to Super Bowl letting the Raiders beat you.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Anyway.
So for everybody on the Kiss It list, here's a special present just for you.
Kiss my entire ass.
Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my
my ass.
You can just kiss my ass. Baby, you can just kiss my ass. Oh.
You can't kiss my country ass. I said if you got a problem with any of that, you can't kiss my natural born redneck to the bone.
Yeah, those are all the people out there that really can kiss our ass because we don't give a fuck either way. And our final word?
Last word. Let's see. Shout out to Dr. Cynthia. We love you. We'll see you soon. Let's see. What else? Shout out to Lena Chanel. She's going to be singing in New York on Tuesday at the Faces in the Crowd show. Up at SOB.
All right.
So if you're in New York City on Tuesday, come on over, check her out, 9 o'clock. We'll see you there. And thanks to everybody who listened tonight. Thanks to our caller. We love you. That's my last word.
All right. What you got, Papa?
My last word also to Dr. Cynthia. We anticipate your return to the DMV. And we'll be with you all the way. And my blessings and prayers to you. And I hope you guys have a safe trip back to the area. And we'll see you soon. And
right.
What you got, Kevin?
My last word is thanks to everybody at CTCA in Noonan, Georgia. The whole entire staff. Also the Hampton Inn staff in Fairburn, Georgia. And all my family and friends have been very supportive. Who you want to get back in the DMV? Shout out.
That's a beautiful thing.
All right. Well,
and to all our listeners out there, you know, thank you for joining us every Friday. We're just trying to give you something to do. You know, I know you could be out there doing your thing, but we try to give you the most authentic things going on and give it to you from our heart and our core. You know,
great notation.
That's right. We're a partnership here, me, Kettle, and Red Wine, and we... You know, we're going to give it to you for real, straight up.
It's all about love.
That's right. Love and good listening. And hopefully better chaser next week.
All right, everybody. We're signing off.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, Sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show, and good night.
Put on my party, party cool, keep it real for you.